This is Playa Country, a weekly look at the wildlife, wetlands, and prairies of the Western Great Plains and the people who manage them. Brought to you by Playa Lakes Joint Venture, an organization dedicated to conserving birds and bird habitat. We're talking about playa conservation and renovation this month, and we could title today's story, Practice What You Preach. Here's why. A Canadian Texas woman, Jan Minton, goes to college.
I'm kind of a hydrology person. I graduated from A&M with a range degree in watershed management, and I've had some real good background and experience.
Well, background and experience, that's an understatement. For some years, Minton worked for the Natural Resources Conservation Service. In Idaho, she advised landowners and producers on water projects.
Irrigators, surface water irrigators. So I did, I had a little bit of a background of it.
Her work involved advising those irrigators on NRCS cost share projects. Then one thing led to another. What's that saying? Then life happens? Jan Minton found herself moving home to West Texas to become a landowner and operator.
My mother deeded it over to me 2 years ago. She was 90.
Deeded over the family ranch in Floyd County her great-grandfather had homesteaded.
I really had no idea. I mean, it's one thing when you work for the NRCS, you give private landowners alternatives. You know, you've got your Volkswagen version and your Cadillac version of practices to implement in order to reach objectives. It was a whole other pack of dogs when the place was mine and I made the decisions and everything was at risk.
That ranch was a mess. Over the years, it had been rented and had been farmed to death. And Bill Johnson agrees with that observation. Johnson is a U.S. Fish and Wildlife biologist at Canyon.
The land had been in farming for a long time. It had been farmed not with the intention of doing harm to playa wetlands or to wetlands and natural resources, but with the intention of making a living. Wildlife resources and wetlands weren't given high consideration at the time. That farm was pretty typical of many that I work with.
He helped Jan develop a plan.
Jan had approached me because she had two playas and she was interested in doing the right thing with us. So I worked with her and developed two things, kind of the initial design for wetland restoration for her two playa wetlands, and then a wildlife management plan for her property that encompassed all of her interests. And, in Jan's case, she was interested in all birds.
All birds and indigenous forbs and grasses.
Also helped her piece together funding to do the playa restoration project.
What about those playas on the Minton Ranch?
These playas have been screwed up so badly that they're not doing their jobs.
One of the playas had been trenched, and Bill Johnson says sediment had filled the playas.
One of the biggest threats to playas in general is sedimentation from farming. If there isn't cover on that all the time in the form of a grass or prairie cover, when you get heavy rains, you get erosion washing the plow-tilled soils downhill into the playa.
One playa, the larger one, was renovated. The trench was filled in and sediment was hauled away, and they put in a large plant buffer. The buffer surrounding the smaller playa now is well established and preventing sediment from reaching the playa and has drawn wildlife to it. As for Jan Minton, she's been farming now for 2 years.
The only thing I've been able to grow so far is that buffer. Because there was a drought, I think, is what they called that last year, the worst ever.
You've been listening to Playa Country, a weekly show about the wildlife, people, and landscapes of the Western Great Plains. This program is made possible by the Playa Lakes and Rainwater Basin Joint Ventures. Learn more about today's topic and listen to archived episodes on the website playacountry.org. That's Playa Country, P-L-A-Y-A, playacountry.org.